Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pole is going in another direction. It's going in different directions. There's art and beauty in it, no matter if you're wearing heels or if you're barefoot or if you're dancing to classical music versus Drake or anybody, like, you can make it really beautiful. You have no choice but to, like, start falling in love with your body because you see it all the time, every time you're in class. And it's really amazing to be like, oh God, I'm actually doing this. Oh, I look sexy. Okay, bitch, work. You know, when a girl writes me and she's in Ghana and she tells me, like, I pole dance, but I don't want to tell people, like, how can you help me tell people? It's so much bigger than me.
This is The Secret Lives of Black Women. I'm Sharla.
And I'm Lauren.
And today we're talking about pole dancing.
So I want to be transparent. I have such a minimal knowledge of pole dancing. Have you ever taken a pole dancing class?
I've never taken a pole dancing class, but how much knowledge do you need to know? You got a pole and you got a dancer and you dance on it.
I think that it's so much more than that. Like, I think that it looks athletic as hell, like total gymnast acrobatics. But I mean, I feel like even the times that I've been to strip clubs, I've been in, like, awe of, like, oh my gosh, you can, like, carry your body all the way up to the ceiling, yeah, and then you have the trust just to drop.
Yeah.
But I've never done any deeper research or, like, taken a class.
I mean, I'm like, I don't have the same I'm just like, I know everything about pole dancing because I've watched a bunch of YouTube videos on it.
And really?
And I saw the poured up Rihanna video, which I feel like is iconic, like, pole dancing. She, like, really, I feel like that was one of the first videos, at least in my recent memory, that made pole dancing an art form. You know, I, for some reason, I love when women put sexy women in their videos. I mean, I'm sure there's a reason why I love it. It's because it doesn't feel like I'm being objectified or women's bodies are being objectified. They feel celebrated.
Yeah.
Like, look at this hot bitch.
What made you start watching the videos online? The poured up video?
I don't even know. It might have been the poured up video, but you know what? It probably was the poured up video. Probably other pole, like, I just, like, randomly clicked on a pole dancing competition video, and it took me down this YouTube rabbit hole of pole dancing competitions. And these women are so strong. They have such strong upper body strength. Also, I feel like the thing that scares me the most about pole dancing is, like, when they're sliding down with their thighs, like, I'm like, is your inner thigh not getting ripped to shreds?
Does that not hurt?
Does that not horribly hurt?
Or
is
they, like, need to be, like, looped up? So many questions.
I have a lot of questions. It's like, is it powder that you're using? Is it, like, it can't be something sticky or slippery because then you'd slip off the pole.
True. That is true.
So I don't know. I do see a lot of my friends, though. Like, my friend Nicole Byer posts all the time on her Instagram videos of her in her pole dancing class.
Ah.
Yeah. And I have friends who do, like, there's this, one of my friends does this thing called Thick Strip Official, and it's like, you know, it's like body positive stripping and things like that and pole dancing. So I'm just like, oh my God, and, like, I guess this is a movement.
Well, we have the perfect guest here today to tell us everything that we want to know about pole dancing, Delijah Franklin. Delijah is a New York-based pole dancing instructor with a background in gymnastics and fitness coaching.
Delijah started the organization Black Girls Pole back in 2016, which now has over 55,000 Instagram followers, hundreds of members in annual retreats to places like Bermuda and London, where members give international shows. I'm so excited to talk to Delijah.
Me too. I think that I want to learn more about this pole dancing phenomenon that's, like,
it is a phenomenon
happening. And are we going to start pole dancing?
Should I be doing it? Yeah. Are we missing something?
We're about to find out.
Well, she gonna tell us then. So we're in the studio with Delijah Franklin. Delijah, how are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm delicious.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. we usually don't say what time of the year we're recording these because they come out
later. Whenever.
But whatevs, it's New Year's, guys. A look behind the curtain. That's what's going on. We lied to you whenever this came out.
New Year, New Year.
Cold. Yeah. It's January.
We're in New York. Yes. I have so many questions for you about because you're a pole dancer. I want to start with defining the difference between pole dancing and stripping because I feel like sometimes they get conflated.
I mean, there's really not a difference. I'm dancing on a pole and so is a stripper.
Yes, right? But you're not stripping.
I just keep my clothes on.
Yeah.
But honestly, that's about what the difference
it, right?
is I keep my clothes on. And
why though?
Sometimes,
what's the point of pole dancing if
sadly,
you're not
I'm just like,
strip.
Dang, I wish I was getting money thrown at me too. What's the point of pole dancing without stripping?
Yes. that's the question I asked. Yes.
I would definitely say that it has just changed my entire life, honestly. From the minute that I stepped into taking a class until now, I've been doing it for about 12 years. And literally started by just someone saying, oh my God, we should take a pole dancing class. And I was like, I was a little hesitant, but then I was kind of like, this could actually be really, really cool. Let me get my whatever on. And then fell in love from the moment I like touched the pole. And from there, it just kind of developed into learning just more about the culture of it, you know, being able to say, oh, I can go the like exotic dancer stripping route, or I can go, quote, the pole fitness route, which I don't care for because, yes, it's pole fitness, but what strippers are doing is fitness as well.
They're so
it's
fit.
Really hard.
It's the same thing.
Yes,
it's
across
just
the board, it is very
off.
Hard. Yes.
And so, is there not a lot of crossover there between like people like our people
yes,
who,
like,
who are in clubs also doing pole fitness competitions and vice versa?
Is there not crossover?
Is there crossover?
Yeah, like, are there people who are
oh,
in pole
yeah,
fitness
absolutely.
Who also strip?
Oh, my goodness, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 definitely. A pretty big percentage, actually. There are a lot, I will mm-hmm. say that much. But it definitely has changed my body. It's changed how I view my body. It's changed how my confidence is and how much I love my body for what it's able to do. And honestly, it's just been like such a life-changing experience of being like, I could feel really crappy one day, but knowing what I'm capable of doing and knowing how my body is, you know, reacting to all the things that's going on, that's what's really cool about it. So that's why I stick with it.
How did that change take place? Was it when you recognized like your physical strength on the pole or like
yes.
your power?
It was the strength thing. So, you know, the first year-ish, you're kind of like, oh my God, this is really, really hard. Just getting adjusted to it and just like taking the time to let your muscles get used to what pole is doing. And then I would say that my strength changed. It's definitely a lot of upper body. So I noticed muscles growing in places that I didn't know muscles could grow.
Mm-hmm.
And just noticing like, oh my God, my arms can't fit in this jacket anymore. You know, because your shoulders just get so big and your body just changes like from head to toe. Your abs get really, really strong. And yeah, that's when I noticed that. But it was also like a mental change as well because I just really, you know, in a pole studio, you have mirrors and the only thing that you can see really, I mean, besides the instructor is like yourself. So you have no choice but to like start falling in love with your body because you see it all the time, every time you're in class. And it's really amazing to be like, oh God, I'm actually doing this. Oh, I look sexy. Okay, bitch, work. You know, so that starts to happen too.
Why pole's becoming like this huge phenomenon? Why is that happening?
I really don't know, but I'm happy that it is. I really don't know. I honestly, I'm not sure. But I think people are starting to mainstream it and, you know, take the dirty glasses off of it saying like, oh, it's just for stripping. Oh, you have to know how to twerk. Oh, you have to have a fat ass to do this, you know. And I think people are really seeing the art and the beauty of it across the board. You know, there's art and beauty in it, no matter if you're wearing heels or if you're barefoot or if you're dancing to like classical music versus dancing to like
Kiss, like Pour Some Sugar
yeah,
on Me.
Yeah, or like Drake or anybody, like you can yeah. you can make it, you know, really beautiful.
What was going on in your life when you took that first class?
So I actually was, I came to New York City after college to pursue dance. And I had been dancing and auditioning and, you know, getting to the end and like not making it, getting to the end of this audition, dancing for companies and commercial dance. And I was kind of like, this is getting exhausting. And I know that I can do something bigger and know that I can like have more to offer. So when the pole class came like at the right time, because I was really starting to like feel down about like dance and stuff like that. And, you know, built a community of friends of dancers that are now dancing for Beyonce. They're dancing for like any and everybody, which is so amazing. But it was like sometimes you just take that other road, and the payoff for that other road has been so awesome.
What inspired you? Because I think part of like the phenomenon of pole, I think you played a part of it because you started Black Girls Pole.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really interested in what inspired you to start this initiative that's just like become huge.
Yeah. So about 5-6 years into like my pole dancing journey, I had been like competing and doing competitions and really training at the studio that I train at. It's actually here in New York City. It's called Body and Pole. And I was training at the studio and, you know, doing work study and competing and everything. And there was always like, you know, you're Black, so you look for, the first thing you're going to Google mm-hmm. is like Black girls who run, Black girls who ice skate, Black girls. So I'm like, Black girls who pole. And there was like 5 that popped up. And I'm like, where are they? There's only so many times that I can watch the same videos of the same dancers over and over and over again. And I kind of was just like, there has to be more women of color out here that are pole dancing, that love this. So I was just like, I'm going to have an event. I'm going to call it Black Girls Pole. It's going to be a one-day event. I'm just going to invite people to come and take classes and then have a big show at the end of the night. And it, like, sold out in, like, 2 days. I think I underpriced it, number one.
Regrets.
Lesson learned. <Yep. laughs> Because, you know, you're like, I don't know if this is going to, like, flop or, like, whatever. So sold out. And I was like, great. That was cool. You know, it got a lot of press and stuff like that. And I'm like, cool. That was fun. Cool. I'm going to go on about my life. And people were like, well, when's the next event? Well, when are you doing this again? Well, you should keep going. Are you going to make more t-shirts? And I was like, wait, what? And then finally, it like dawned on me, like, this could actually be like a movement.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a thing. And this can really reach people across the world and inspire women to pole dance and educate people about what aerial arts is. And like, you know, that it's not just in the club, but there are women across the board that do this, and they're teachers, they're mothers, they're everything, and they love it. So, yeah, that was 5 years ago.
And then how did you start building it into this?
Slowly. Slow and steady wins the race. So I had my first event in New York. Then I went down to Atlanta and had an event, and it was during the same year. And then I was like, I should try to do like a pole dancing retreat. There's yoga retreats. There's like Pilates retreats. Why not a pole dancing retreat for women of color? So I had it in Miami that next year. Sold out. Awesome. Like everything was just still happening. And then I was still putting on shows, still slowly putting out merchandise. And then it just kind of was like, well, you need a website. Well, you should make a blog about this. Well, you should get more women to speak up about like their journeys on this. And so now, 5 years later, we've been to London. We've been to Bermuda. We're going to Brazil this year, Cayman Islands, just having retreats all over. So it's been really cool because women of color get to pull together, they get to travel to new, you know, countries and just explore things, and they just get to feel safe and just like chop it up with their girls. So,
and are there retreats for people with like a level of expertise?
So we have beginner, okay. Beginner. Like super beginner, like never ever touched a pole before.
Great.
Yes. And then we have all the way up to advanced, where people are like training for like big competitions, you know, putting on shows themselves, just wanting to open up studios. So we have it across the board of like, you know, you want to open a studio or you just want to try this for fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But so both of us, before we started, we admitted that we've never taken a pole dancing class before.
Okay.
But interested, but I have zero upper body strength. And I'm wondering, what level of fitness does one need to be at in order to take a pole dancing class?
None. I always tell people, it's like, you don't go to the salon with your hair already done.
That's
you
true. Don't, that's a,
that's
point.
A great point.
You know,
great point.
You don't, like, get on the bike knowing how to ride the bike. So why would you walk into a pole class thinking, I need to have X, Y, and Z, but just go.
Well, that
that's
why
I always
like
tell
a mindset
people.
For life.
Yes.
True. Yeah, it is. So that's what I just tell people.
Here's my big fear about pole dancing. Every time I see a woman slide down with her thighs, like, I'm like, why aren't her thighs getting shredded on the inside? Like, what's going on? What do they put to protect the skin? What's happening?
Tricks of the trade.
Yeah.
So it's like the calluses. So like my hands are like super calloused just because they've built, you know, the strength because I've been doing this forever. It's kind of the same thing with your thighs.
That's
like,
what I said.
Yeah. So so after a while, you know, the pain receptors, they kind of get used to what you're doing.
This
you
sounds
know,
awful.
You have pain receptors
like,
everywhere.
It does not
it hurts
sound
so bad when
it
you start.
It does not sound good.
The first
100 like, times.
The first like 2-3 months, but consistency is really key. So, you know, after a while, those pain receptors, they get like less and less. Like I cannot feel like anything like on my inner thighs, you know, and the skin, it just kind of gets a little like loose because
so there's not even powder you put to help.
You can put like dry hands. You can. There's a lot of different grip aids that you can use. You just don't want to wear lotion.
Right. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you can put stuff on, but it's actually going to probably make it hurt worse
prolong.
Because it's, you know, you're putting something dry on and then you're like putting your dry skin on the pole. So I actually like to have like a layer of like just a mist of like sweat. That helps me pole.
Okay.
It helps me like stick and, you know, because if you're too dry, you'll slide off.
Yeah.
But if you're too sweaty, you'll also slide off. So it's like a fine balance there.
I have a question. Part of the work that you're doing with Black Girls Pole is changing the misconceptions about pole dancers.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love for you just to like hit on common misconceptions people have and how you've had to combat that in your life about like what this art form is.
There's still this misconception that Black women don't work out, which is quickly being defeated. So and then there's also the misconception that Black women are not going to, like, expose themselves like that because it's, like, a big secret. Like, oh, I can't tell people that I pole dance. So breaking that stigma and just being like, guys, it's just a workout. You know, you can take this wherever you want. But if you, like, if you guys decide that it's not, you know, dirty or it's frowned upon or whatever, then it'll make it easier for other people to understand and just bring them into, like, your world. So I think just... It's constantly just educating people, you know, about what it is and constantly being like, no, it's really hard. And no, of course, yes, I respect strippers. Yes, I'm not like, oh, against strippers. And, you know, but it's just a constant battle of always telling people what it is.
Was that a journey for you when you like went back home to Ohio and was like, actually, my business is pole dancing?
Yes.
Did people think that you were opening like a strip club or?
My parents were like, we just paid all this money for this degree and you're going to go swing on poles, you know. And they just now, I've been pole dancing like 12 years and they just are starting to be like, this is really great. So-and-so, I met so-and-so and they said that they knew you. And I'm like, yeah, mom, shit, you know. But I think that my parents... took them a while because I have a strong gymnastics background and a strong dance background. And someone actually said to my mom, they were like, well, Diane, it's like she's doing the bars, you know, the parallel bars, but they're just vertical. And she was like, huh. I never thought of it like that. So it's been challenging to get them there. But they're finally there now. And my mom has tried pole dancing and she was like, oh, shit, this is really hard. So, yeah.
How do you maintain such a prolonged obsession with this thing? Because this has been 12 years. I literally have just been talking about how I'm like starting to stop doing some of the things I started 10 years ago. And I'm like, man.
It's bigger than me.
Mm.
I think that's what gets me out of the bed every morning is that, You know, when a girl writes me and she's in Ghana and she tells me, like, I pole dance, but I don't want to tell people, like, how can you help me tell people? It's so much bigger than me, you know? So this movement, going into this, I had to step back and be like, Delijah, you created something. And yes, you can do your own thing. But yes, like, this is your baby. And, you know, you want other people around the world to be impacted by it. So I would definitely say that's what gets me. That's what keeps me going.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more with Delijah on how she made Black Girls Pole into a global community.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are influencers on the internet, which means Tubi is more popular than sponsored posts for digestive enzymes and high coverage foundation. More popular than soft launching your boyfriend. More popular than making boomers explode with rage when you tell them how much you make on a single post. Tubi, it's more popular than influencers. See you in there.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
And we're back. Delijah, what's like the dreams for like your personal life?
Oh boy. So I have so many dreams. So right now I'm actually in the process of Black Girls Pole starting online tutorials so that, you know, I can only be in one place. But if I put online content, that can be everywhere and reach people all over the world. So that's one big thing, is like to just really grow on online, bigger online presence, have memberships and, you know, have like almost chapters of Black Girls Pole all over the world.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah. Another goal. I just got my master's in acupuncture.
Yes. Cool. I want to talk to you about this.
Yeah. So I'm one day going to open my own practice for acupuncture.
Why acupuncture?
Because I have a lot of pole injuries, and Western medicine did nothing for me, but Eastern medicine was what, like, saved my shoulders, my back, my everything. And I was like, this is really amazing. And it's just so cool how acupuncture, how effective it is for anything from insomnia to back pain to injuries to sciatica to, like, anything. So I asked my acupuncturist, just being like, how did you get into this? And when she broke it down and told me, you know, it's a 3-year master's program. It's very, very intense. I was like, I think I'm going to do this because I don't want to pole dance when I'm 70, but I can stand over somebody and stick needles in them. So, yeah, I decided to do that. And it's kind of a good crossover because, you know, as long as I have students who keep getting injured, and because you do get injuries, you know, just repetition and, and wear and tear on the body. Right. So I was like, as long as I have students, I will have patients as well. So that's kind of how I got into it.
Man, this has become such a huge thing.
What, acupuncture or pole dancing or both?
No, like this one class that you took, and it's just literally changed the trajectory of your life.
Yes.
To the point where you're now a master's in acupuncture.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So there's that. What else do I want to do? I want to write a book. Boy, oh boy. I said it.
Out loud.
I said it out loud.
It's gonna happen.
Might as well put it into the universe. Right.
Yeah.
I was just on TV on Saturday Night Live. dancing.
No way. Get out of here. Congrats. Cool.
Thank you. I performed with Lizzo.
Cool.
On Saturday Night Live pole dancing, and it was so amazing.
That is so cool.
What do you think about the new, like, there's so many artists like Lizzo and Summer Walker who are using, like, and Rihanna, we mentioned Pour It Up video, who are using pole as, like, an artistic celebration of
it's amazing.
The femme body.
It's amazing. And it's so cool because Lizzo, she actually, and I, like, already loved her, but when she said this, I was like, oh, my God. Love you. She, when we were in the rehearsals, we were like, oh, do you want us to wear heels? Oh, do you want us to do XYZ? You know, there was a section that she actually like took out of it that we were like twerking on the pole. And she was like, you know what? I don't want to put this in because we have such a stigma that all Black women know how to do is twerk on the pole and wear the heels and do X, Y, and Z. She was like, you guys are so beautiful without twerking, without wearing the heels. I just want it to be a different look for pole. And it'll be on Saturday Night Live. And I think this is an awesome space to show that, you know. So it was really nice to hear her say, I don't want it to be the typical stereotyped Black women on the pole. I want it to be something different. And that to me just was like, pole is going in another direction. It's going in different directions.
I mean, we were talking earlier about how I got into a YouTube rabbit hole after watching the Pour It Up video of like pole competitions. Mm-hmm. And I had never seen them before. I've never been to a strip
They're
club
crazy,
before,
right?
Sadly. And they're insane. Mm-hmm. Like the amount of physical strength you have to have, but also the artistry that goes into it.
Yes.
Like I was watching like it was a slow song and she was doing this like almost ballet routine to go along with the pole dancing. And she was in this like very sleek, modern kind of swimsuit kind of, but it was like very sexy, but also kind of conservative.
Yes.
You know, like it wasn't meant to be like sexy.
Right.
But point of the matter was, I was just like, this is like incredibly artistic and incredibly, the strength that's displayed in this routine is incredible.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I love the idea that Lizzo would want to show the different side of this.
Yeah.
And also just that, like, when I was watching it, because every time I've seen a pole routine, that's usually, it's usually stripping.
Right.
And it's usually, like, a bunch of dudes gawking up at them.
Right.
And, like, you know, when you watch this competition, you don't see any spectators. You only see the person on the stage. And I thought that that was such a better way to present it.
Yes.
Because it wasn't for the male gaze.
Right.
It was for every gaze.
Right.
You know, I was just like,
absolutely.
God damn.
Yeah. I mean, I it's so funny because my boyfriend, he's like, I mean, it's cool. I mean, yeah, sure, it's sexy, but like you're more sexy when you're like in your sweatpants with like no makeup and, you know, sitting at your computer. So it just it's cool to see the male view of it change once they're like in the scene of it, you know, like my boyfriend is like, what injuries do you have today? The bottom of your feet are dirty because you've been walking around barefoot in the studio all day. Mm-hmm. People see like the
like
3 minutes.
Athletes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like an athlete. Yeah. You're athletes.
What is the move that you made that you were like, yes, this is my pinnacle move and I've done it. And can you describe it?
It's so cheesy because it's probably every pole dancer, but it's like it's called like an Iron X or a handspring. It's when you see the pole dancers are just holding on by their hands and their legs are out to the side and they're like horizontal to the pole or like a human flagpole.
Yeah.
I cannot do a flagpole because that is hard and I just don't have the energy or effort to do it.
What's a flagpole?
It's the same thing. So both hands are on the pole, like open, like in an open bracket kind of, and your legs are just shooting out to the side. Yes, the amount of core strength that it takes.
Yeah.
But it's easier if your legs are open. It's called an Iron X because your body is like, looks like an X. So I think when I got that, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And now I don't even do it because it hurts my shoulders.
Oh my God.
I'm a seasoned pole dancer now. You know, now that I just like train the babies coming up.
It's like super, super athletes.
Yeah.
You know, what is the one lesson that poles taught you that you incorporate into every aspect of your life?
Mm.
Or the biggest lesson that you've learned that's impacted you?
It's your personal journey. Like, it's what you put into it. It's like with everything, you know, you're not going to be like 100% if you put in 20%. So I definitely think I can tell when I'm being lazy. I could tell when I'm really training really hard. And I could tell when I'm just doing enough just to get by. So, yeah, I definitely would say it's really what you put into it. It's your own journey. And you get out what you put in. Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think the future of pole dancing is?
Oh, boy. So many people want pole dancing to be in the Olympics.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's like a thing. They're like really fighting for it. This is such a personal opinion. I'm just like, guys, it's just going to be a bunch of like 12-year-old Russian girls that are super duper flexible, super duper bendy, rhythmic gymnasts that are just on the pole now. That's not what pole dancing is. That's one aspect of pole dancing, but to be mainstreamed conservative Olympic style, that's what's going to have to look like. And that's not fair to what that sport really is. So there are people fighting really hard for it to be in the Olympics, but then there's people like Summer Walker and Lizzo who want to mainstream it and, you know, put it on a stage. So I think more and more celebrities or more and more artists are going to start using it. I think more people are going to start opening their own studios and giving it a try. I think more people are going to start seeing it for the art form that it is, and seeing the different avenues that you can go with it. Yeah.
Is there another way for it to go that doesn't have to be Olympics, like a sort of X Games for...
I never even thought about that.
Because, I mean, there are these individual
X Games.
X Games.
Take us back, Charlotte. Wow.
X Games.
Like, I'm just saying, because I'm like, there are all these individual competitions going on, you know? But I actually know nothing about the competitive aspects of pole dance. But I'm just like, I think some of these should be televised because they're really cool.
Maybe. I think that people have been, like, I know our studio has been pitched several times to make it into a, like, reality show. Mm-hmm. Which would be really cool. Black Girls Pole has even been pitched to make it a reality show. But then it's like, guys, we're like kind of boring. Like people, when people are like, well, we could do this on the show and you can have drama with this person and this person. I'm like, we don't really have that much. We're like, honestly, just people that like to pole dance. Yeah.
But that would be like an interesting take because
it would be.
I feel like the public perception of like pole or even dancers in general. I mean, I've seen Center Stage.
Right.
Like there's drama there.
There is drama.
But to show like, actually we live normal lives.
Yeah.
And like pole dancing during the day and then I'm going home and I still need to like make my dinner and like wash my clothes.
And like,
I wouldn't watch that show though. I wouldn't watch a show of normal people. I want to see batshit crazy people.
Right. And that's the thing is, like, we would have to create
the drama.
The drama. Which most of those reality shows create.
They
the drama.
Do. I mean, right now I'm watching Real Housewives.
Exactly. Well, they just.
And the drama is that someone recorded someone talking shit. And I'm just like, come on.
My friend always says about Real Housewives, none of them are housewives. So
not
it's just
one.
Like
right.
the drama.
They're all like multi-million dollar companies.
Yeah. Interesting to change that perception.
Yeah, because that sucks because it's like, dang. It's like another one bites the dust. This is how like the world sees black women as Real Housewives of you know whatever county.
Well, the world is dumb.
It's true.
The world is idiotic.
Yeah, very true. So I think that people would be like, oh my god, pole dancers, you know this is gonna be dramatic.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
nah,
these bitches are boring.
They're like waking up at 6 a.m. to train.
3:30 a.m.
3:30 a.m.
Filling bags.
Yes.
For swag.
Yes.
Will she finish the bags in time to make it to a studio interview?
Will she get to yoga
next
tonight
week
or not?
That's so true.
When you talk about the competitions, I am just very curious about like how is it scored? Like, do you have to wear heels? Are there extra points for performing in heels? Like, are there different?
There's different categories. So, of course, I would not compete against someone that just started pole dancing 6 months ago. Right. So they have levels. So it's usually I'll take like a pole sport organization is probably the largest pole competition that's she started with 4 cities and now she has like 25 cities all over the world. It's really amazing. And she's a woman of color. So it's like levels 1 through 5, I think. But then there's categories of like entertainment. So you want to do something that's not artsy, but it's like kind of like comical and entertaining. And then you want to do like drama. So, of course, you're going to pick like the slow song that makes someone cry. And then you have like the sport kind of, which is like the flips and all the craziness and the stuff going up and down the pole. So that's levels 1 through 5. And then there's like, if you're level 1, you're not allowed to go upside down.
Ah.
If you're level 2, you're allowed to go upside down, but you have to have like 3 points of contact on the pole. So like 2 hands and like an ankle, you know, so it goes like up to that. And then there is the, I think there's like exotic category, which is where you can wear heels, but the exotic category also has levels 1 through 5. So there's, it's categorized very, very well. And then level 5 would be like champion, badass,
flag,
yes, pole, all the things, you know. And the point system is like you get points for like flow, like is it fluid, you know, or is it like rigid, like are you pointing your feet, like the technicality of it, because all of these moves, you know, there's thousands of pole dancing moves and all of them are supposed to be executed in a certain way. So it's like if you have flexed feet and you look crazy, you're getting points taken off.
Who invents the moves? Like, you know how Simone Biles, there's like, this is the Biles, because it's a move that only she does. Like, do people, have you invented a pole move, and do people invent their own things?
Yes. Yeah. There are so many moves that are named after pole dancers, and those pole dancers are actually the girls that came from stripping and all of that stuff. So I always, like, the pole, it started with the strippers. Like, let's never forget that. And then they were like, I want to do more than
this.
Shout
out to strippers.
Right. I want to open a studio. So that's kind of how this kind of evolved into what it is now. But yeah, they created their own moves. And I've created, like, 2 or 3 moves. And then I'll, like, see somebody in Spain that's, like, kind of doing it similar. And we've, like, never met each other before. And it's like, after a while, there's only so much you can do.
Right. Yeah.
So everything starts to look together.
So with the moves that you've invented, have you used them in competition? And what did you name them?
Yes. I have like one move. It's like, it's called the kablau. It's on spin pole. So that's the other thing, is that the poles spin and they're either static.
Whoa.
I know your face right now, because so many people don't know that. So when you see a person that's on the pole and they're literally just like the pole is like spinning and it looks like they're just like going forever.
Yeah.
The pole is spinning.
What?
I feel betrayed.
Yes. And it's not a motor.
What do you mean the pole is spinning?
So you can like take a pin out of the base of the pole and the pole just spins on the axis. Uh-huh. I know. So there's,
I thought it was like ice skating and it was just like,
I know.
That is really cool.
Yeah. So usually like in competitions, there's one pole that's on static that you have to do, you know, be on for a certain amount of time, and then one pole that's on spin. Mm-hmm. So I would say on static, I like to incorporate gymnastics a lot into my like pole movement, I guess you would say. So I like to do like front walkovers and cartwheels using the pole instead of the floor. So those are kind of like, I have a signature workshop called Flips and Shit. Yes, actually all of my workshops,
so funny,
they're, because I curse a lot, they're Flips and Shit, Heels and Shit, which is where you do heels and like learn choreography, and then Spins and Shit, which is on spin pole. So for the Flips and Shit class, that's like my signature, like flipping around the base of the pole, just doing all kinds of like acrobatic, kind of blended in with like breakdancing, because I had a stint of breakdancing as well. breakdancing and gymnastics mixed in with pole. So I think that would be like my Delijah moves. But the kablau is done on spin pole.
And what's the kablau?
You like run at the pole, you jump up, and you're holding on, and then your legs do like this. They're like closed, and then they like open really fast into like a split straddle. And I always say, you have to make your legs go kablau! So like that my students understand. And so, yeah, we actually did it when we performed on SNL with Lizzo. Like, you can see it.
Your signature move, you did it?
Yeah. You, like, can't miss it. You'll know it when you see it. If
I
you
have
watch
to watch it.
Video.
I didn't watch it.
Same. Gotta watch it. Also, I just want to mention, you're super inspiring because you've definitely taken your passion.
Thank you.
And turned it into a career, a lifestyle, a brand.
A global movement.
A global movement. And I wonder, was there ever a moment where you had to overcome doubt or worry that this was the right path? Like, how did you know this was your path and trust just to be on it?
I would definitely say this was my path because it number one, it was like something that just like it like slapped me in the face. And I think I always say it's like a God move because no one else did this, you know, and no one else decided to show up and do this. And it was planted in my heart. So I'm like, oh, wow, God, this is OK. This is what we're doing. We're doing this. Oh, boy. Really? Really? Like me? Like you want me to do this? You know, and I've always from a child, people have always been like, you're special and you have something that can impact the world. So hearing that, I think, was like, OK, but pole dancing, like this is what I'm going to do to impact the world. Like this is kind of bonkers, but I couldn't see it being anything else. So, yes, I had so many doubts. Oh, my gosh. How are you going to make a living off of pole dancing? Like, who, no one makes six figures doing pole dancing. What the hell? Unless you're stripping and, you know, you're making the, like, 5, 6, 10 G's a night. I missed my window. Really, I'm really sad. I am sad I missed my window to be a stripper.
You did not. Why can't you start now?
I'm like, you know.
You're not cracking. You look like you could, I don't know how old you are, bring the but goodbye. If you told me you were 23, I'd be like, cool.
I'm like 35.
I don't think, I think you're only telling yourself you can't strip if you really want to.
I don't know if I'm going to
do it. I love how we're like encouraging you to strip right
I know.
Now. Like,
I know.
You can do it.
I know. Strip. I'm 35. My boyfriend's a pastor. It would just be like.
Oh, no.
You could be
it
like,
would be like, no. The pastor's
Your
girlfriend.
Boyfriend's a pastor yeah. And he's cool.
He's so cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. But like.
This is a great match. It
right.
It really is.
Hashtag polar and preacher.
Actually, that's your reality show.
Right. I think that is the right. That is.
Polar and preacher.
But yeah, I would definitely say, you know, there's doubt, of course. Absolutely. There's doubt when you're given any idea and you're like, is this going to work? I think that's with any entrepreneur, with anybody that has an idea. And if the idea is sitting on you long enough, it's going to keep coming back. Or else someone else is going to like, take that idea, not take it, but it's going to be used somewhere else. So have you guys read that book, Big Magic?
No. Okay. Yeah, I've heard of it, though.
Yeah. She actually, like, talks about that, like how, you know, there are ideas and there are things that are, like, kind of just floating in the universe. And sometimes it can be planted on you. But if you don't do anything with it, it will eventually, like, lift itself and go to the next person because mm-hmm. this thing has to be exposed mm-hmm. to the world. So the doubt is definitely there. The how is this going to work is definitely there. But I always tell people, I'm like, dude, if it's what you think about, if you're dreaming about it, just try it because you never know who is like waiting for you to pursue your dream and to put something in motion. Like you never know. Like I never knew that I would be able to impact people across the world that are reaching out to me from South Africa to Amsterdam, you know, telling me how Black Girls Pole has inspired them. So it's just bigger than you, your dream.
Yeah. So we like to end every episode with a question that is very important to us. Mm-hmm. Delijah, what is your secret?
What is my secret?
To life, to whatever.
To being thriving,
you,
to joy.
Man. Balance, I think, and being okay to like really fuck up sometimes. You know, it's okay because you'll bounce back. I think once I realized like it's okay if you totally mess something up, it's okay because you're gonna get another opportunity. And just, you know, don't be afraid to eat the things you want to eat and say the things you want to say. This is, you get one life. So it's like, yeah, you're going to mess up along the way, but you'll bounce back.
That's absolutely amazing.
I love it. I love
thank
it.
You guys.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. Thank
so much.
You.
Thank you so much.
I'm gonna take a pole dance class.
Please come.
At least
oh my goodness.
2020.
At least one.
You have to.
I'm scared of what's gonna happen to the inside of my thighs.
The studio is right down the street, and your first class, you won't even use your inner thighs.
Okay.
Okay.
we ease you in. You don't. You know. You don't, because if you did that the first class, you probably wouldn't come back.
Yeah. No.
So we got to hook you in and then show you the hard
all
stuff.
Right. Okay. Charlotte and Lauren's Adventures in Pole Dancing.
Reality 2020. Show.
No, Preacher, the Polar and the Preacher is the reality show.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
What a great interview. What a delightful light of a human being.
Such a joy.
Yeah.
I've already thought of my word of the week, and I just would love to just get into it because she said something that was so true and powerful and sometimes a struggle. So my word of the week is, she said something about being okay to fuck up. It's okay to fuck up because you'll bounce back and anything meant for you will like return. You'll get another opportunity.
I loved when she said that, especially as a Black girl, because I feel like that is my journey as a Black girl, is being okay with not being perfect, is being okay with looking bad, with fucking up, with failure, with mistakes, with not being the smartest person in the room, with not being the best person in the room. Like, truly being okay to fuck up has been a lifelong journey. I loved when she said that. I thought that was great.
I thought that, I mean, it just hit me because the same. It's like I do struggle with like fucking up and like big fuck ups. But it's just always the reminder of that, like, even when you do, things are often okay, even if you rechange, even if you change course.
Yes.
Things are okay, and like opportunities that are meant for you will come back, but you can't let that.
Yeah, that was a great thing that she said too.
Stop you? I was just like, whew.
You know, another thing I love about being like saying it's okay to fuck up, because I feel like it's like a deeper okayness with you as a person, because like that's what I feel like being Black in America make you feel like when you fuck up, it's like, it's because you Black. It's like, not just because you're a human being who can't, you're not a machine, you can't be perfect all the time. And it's just like, and it gets to a okayness just with yourself as a human being. Like, me, myself is enough. And if I fuck up, that doesn't mean anything about me as a person. It doesn't make me any less worthy. It doesn't make me any less smart. It just is that one situation, and I am going to move past it. This is me talking to myself.
Yeah,
about it.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you just saying, like, you just saying that, of being like, it doesn't make me any less worthy.
Yes.
Is so true, because I feel like when you fuck up, or when I fuck up, it's like tailspin of like, I'm the worst person on earth. No one will ever forgive me. It's like everything's horrible. But it's just realizing, like, even yesterday, I like fucked up big. And then I went home and I journaled and I was like, okay, all I can do is try to course correct that.
Yes.
And like, not just stay in this mind frame of like beating myself up or being like, everyone hates me, and being like, fucking up.
Yeah.
Failure is to be expected.
I like,
and you
to think
have to
it,
expect it.
Yeah.
Because it's impossible not to, right?
Absolutely. I like to think of it as failure isn't personal. It is just a thing that happened. It is separate from you. It's not personal. It's just, even if it's a course correction, you know, like, I think failure is so valuable. Fucking up is so valuable. And a lot of times it's so much more valuable than success for our personal journeys. Like, even Delijah was talking about how she was a dancer and, you know, maybe she didn't get to that a certain route that her other friends got to. And then she found this wonderful path that was just for her. And it made her feel special. And she brought something that nobody else could have brought to it. That's the power of failure, you know? I'm like, I don't have a word of the week, I better come up with one.
No, you just gave us a word, which is failure isn't personal.
You better tell him, Lauren, I did do it.
You did do it. Yeah. You gave us a word of
the week. Yes, I did. So yeah, failure is not personal. It is just a thing that happened.
Woo.
And you're great and you'll do something else. And thank God for that failure. Thank God for that relationship ending, whatever it was, that job that fired you, you're probably better than it. It's like, I'm so grateful for the mistakes I've made and for the failures I've had. They've been the best things that have ever happened to me.
Well, there's that great, it's like a religious saying, but it's like when God closes a door, he opens a window. Mm-hmm. But if you're so focused on like the closed door, mm-hmm. you won't recognize the other opportunities that are there. And that mm-hmm. just reminds me of that. But whoa, failure isn't personal.
It's not.
Taking it.
That's it, I guess.
That's it. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm going to just take that with me.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, and I think we need, 2020 is the year we try a pole glass.
I'm scared.
We've got to.
My thighs, my inner thighs.
But you've got to build up to that. It's not just that whole thing.
I'm the girl whose thighs have always rubbed together, and the pain
Same.
Of thighs rubbing together in the summertime. And for me to put myself in that position, you know what? I'll take
Charlotte,
a flush.
I can't tell you how many jeans I've ruined.
I've ruined. I'm still ruining them. I'm a chubby one.
My thighs. And I'm still like, I will definitely
Fine,
take.
I'll take the class.
We can just swirl around the pole.
No, I want to do cool tricks.
So you've got to build up to that.
I'm
going
to do it. Okay, fine. We'll take a class.
A year from now, Charlotte's going to be like on the gram. Being like, look at me during pole competitions. Right. This is the new turn of your life. Right. Are you ready?
This is the beginning of the next chapter.
Excited. Thank you guys for
Thank you.
Listening, and we will check back in next week.
Bye.
Bye.
The Secret Lives of Black Women is a production of Stitcher. We are your hosts, Charlotte Lariston and Lauren Domino. Our producer is Taylor Hosking. Our senior producer is Stephanie Karaoke. Our editor is Gianna Palmer. Special thanks to our chief content officer, Chris Bannon, and our recording and mixing engineer, Andy Christens. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at the SLBW. See you later.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.